This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If it's April.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And it's later April than it's baseball playoffs. And if it's baseball playoffs, one of the programs in this state is still doing it the right way. Parkland Douglas's Eagles head coach Todd Fitzgerald's done an awesome job over the last 4 or 5 years, winning 135 games, only losing 9. A perennial state champion, and they are very much in the playoffs this year as they head into a new format this week against Cypress Bay. And over the last 35 innings, This will show you what type of pitching staff they have. They've given up one run. They have 11 shutouts this year. And the author of that entire program over the past decade plus is kind enough to join us, Coach Todd Fitzgerald. Coach, thanks so much. Coach, thanks so much for taking time.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it. Yeah, hey, dropped the call there.
Yeah. You take a look at this team, and obviously every year you know what type of program you have, but – is this probably one of the best pitching programs you've had? Because down the stretch, you've given up one run in 35 innings. You have 11 shutouts. You've only given up 5 or more runs only 4 times. This is a pretty darn good pitching staff, isn't it?
Yeah, I think top to bottom. I mean, we're deeper than we've probably ever been. You know, obviously, Gio Rojas at the top leading us there. And then another lefty, Danny Tartaglia, has had a really good year. And then another lefty, Braylon Courtney. So, and then we pencil that in with right-hander Chase Wildrout. So we figure those four guys are, you know, are guys to make this run with, and with a couple other guys out of bullpen. But, yeah, we're lefty heavy. It's first time in my career that I've ever had that many lefties. I think we have 7 lefties on staff. So, and they all give you something a little bit different. So, definitely the deepest pitching staff I think we've had since I've been there, for sure.
No doubt. And then obviously the offense comes through when you need, and you play one of those schedules again. Every year you're going to play a challenging schedule. I mean, obviously just locally, you know, getting to play teams like Western and West Broward and schools like that. But you also had an opportunity to play like a Tampa Jesuit, one of the top teams, obviously, in the country and in the state as well. Talk about the schedule, because, you know, sometimes people are going to run from you. But, you know, the real, real good teams are going to want to embrace getting an opportunity to play one of the best teams in the country. Talk about the schedule and how it gets you ready for late April.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of try and load it up towards the back end of the season this year, more so than I probably have in the past, just because I wanted these guys to see the best of the best moving into the playoffs and to prepare themselves to get ready for any challenge that we really see that's going to come our way. But we've seen all kinds of arms. I mean, we've faced some really good teams, Tampa Jesuits, Sickles, you know, Santa Fe, West Broward's always good. Western's got some tremendous arm talent. You know, and then some guys that I just like to play every year just because they're peers and friends and they have good, you know, good quality teams. I think every team on our schedule with the exception of four teams is in the regional. So I know we put a tough schedule together and put those guys in the best environment and to be successful. And, you know, we want to play in hostile environments as well so we can be prepared come playoff time.
Right. You talk about Gio Rojas. You got a lot of talent this year, obviously. Drew Freeman, Michael Austin Ford. Talk about some of these players who, you know, who came through. You know, you have, you know, kind of a group of seniors who've been with you for a while, guys who, you know, as I mentioned, Drew Freeman and Bennett Gary and some of these other players who've been in this program for a while and have been, especially this year, those leaders that you look for, especially with some of the younger kids coming up. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, Bennett's been a four-year player in our program. He's a University of Miami commit. He's done a really good job in a leadoff spot for us. And, you know, he's really experienced. And Drew Freeman, you know, from the catching standpoint, really does a great job with our pitchers. And controlling them throughout the course of the game, and our guys really, really trust him a lot. And you know, he's a Louisville commit, and you know, one guy, you know, I think I've got the best shortstop in the state. He's a really, really good defender. He gives us our kind of our spark, you know, when we're on defense. And then obviously you got the big bats and Nick Diaz and Jake Rizzo and Michael Osenford as well. So I think we're pretty well rounded. Top to bottom, we got a little bit of speed, we got a little bit of power, and we got some guys that have, you know, have the experience and have experienced winning a title. So it's been really good, and bringing some of them other guys up that haven't really had a chance to really experience what it's all about yet. So.
Right. And not only that, I mean, this, the new format that they started this year as far as the playoffs, do you like this? It's three games that you'll be playing against Cypress Bay. Is this something that, especially with your pitching staff, talk about this format. This is a first year, and why did they go to this?
Well, remember, I don't know if you remember, but back in 2008 and 2009, they experimented with it as well.
Okay.
And that's when we went down to Gulliver Prep, and I had Devin Marrero and Hosmer and all those guys. So this is actually the second time they've brought it back. I like it. I think it'll determine who the best team is, you know, with a deep pitching staff, you know, especially for your bigger schools. I know it's a little harder on the smaller schools where they have two-way guys. They're not as loaded, you know, with the amount of arm talent or depth on the pitching staff. So they got to kind of strategize a little bit more. But, I mean, you know, either way, it's good. I think it really tells you who the best team is at the end of the day, because you can't get knocked off by one guy who's really hot on one day.
Right.
You know, and, you know, you're going to have to mix and match your pitching staff. You're going to have to save guys with pitch counts, and you're going to really have to be strategic in how you do that. So, you know, I think it's good. I think it's going to be exciting. It allows Florida to get a few more games in there. You know, I think we're the number one state in all of America, especially South Florida, for baseball. And to be able to play more games, I think it's really beneficial for all of us in our programs in the state of Florida. I mean, you look at Alabama, Georgia, and those guys, they get to play 35, 40 games. I mean, we should be able to do the same thing.
Yeah, no doubt. I agree with you 100%. And, you know, I mean, back in the day, I remember back in the 90s and such, where a lot of the Florida teams, you would go to those, the upper deck tournaments in California, or go to a lot of those. And even when, you know, Pat McQuaid had his real, real good programs at Nova, he hosted some pretty good tournaments. Do they still have that caliber of tournaments still nationally, or is that maybe something of the past?
No, they do. They have the Boris Classic still. Las Vegas puts on a good one. Texas has a good one. NHSI, who Venice, one of our Florida teams here, went up and won this year in Cary, North Carolina, you know, some of the top 16 teams in the country. So Venice went up there and won that one. I think we had four Florida schools represented: Venice, Trinity Christian, Columbus, and one other. But I think they all did well and represented well the state. So, you know, that's always good when you can give our state some notoriety, and then especially go up there and win a big tournament like there, it gives some credibility.
No doubt. In your classification, who else were you looking at this year? I know last year, I believe Windermere was one of the teams that played well. What would be a team this year, a couple of teams that could put a challenge to you?
Well, I think obviously number one, if you get out, you know, I just mentioned Venice High School, Craig Faulkner over there. They, you know, that I figure they'll get out, you know, in their region, maybe them or Windermere. And then up north, you probably got Hagerty, Spruce Creek, Winter Park, Winter Springs, Creekside, any one of those. I mean, that's really tough baseball up there. And then down here in our region, you have us, West Broward, Western, and Columbus. And, you know, it seems like it's always usually comes down to one of us every year. So, you know, Columbus is Columbus. They're always good, well-coached. West Broward's well-coached, and Western's got a lot of arm talent. So it's really, you're really going to find out who the best team out of Region 4 is. And then in the Palm Beach region, you have Jupiter High School, Vero Beach, and probably Park Vista. So that's what I'm looking at.
A lot of great baseball, and obviously at the top of the heap. And, Coach, I can't, as always, I can't thank you enough for joining us. It's always fun to talk baseball with you. I know that your family is still very much immersed. Your kids are still playing, and a lot of your former players I get a chance to see once in a while at different levels, and I know that excites you as well. Thank you again. Best of luck this week. We'll be following you all the way to the state championship.
Thanks, Larry. Go Eagles. Thank you.
You too. Thanks so much, Coach. Coach Todd Fitzgerald. I'll tell you what, that's a program. You know, you could talk about teams, but you also want to talk about program.